Hi, welcome to Talk Tech. Now, before I go into this episode, I want to ask a question. If mankind becomes immortal, is there any need for us to reproduce if we are not living and everybody keeps adding and adding and adding? Then does it actually make sense for us to be immortal? Or the goal of the immortal man is to get to Mars and continue life on Mars? That is not actually the topic I'm covering for this episode, but I just thought I should ask. So the main thing I will be talking about now is the role of Neuralink in the metaverse of the now or the future. I'll be right back. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes on the metaverse, I think you should if you're totally ignorant about what the metaverse is before you continue on this journey. We have talked about metaverse, but can you still recollect Neuralink? Now, Neuralink is co-founded by Elon Musk, and it is a company that focuses on the brain-machine interface technology. Now, Neuralink is a chip that will be implanted in humans to simultaneously record and stimulate brain activity. Now, a lot of people will say it is implanted in people's brains, but it may not be the brains the way we have it. It could be the head region, it could even be the neck region, or it could even be on your skull, but not the way people put it that it's going to be in your brain. We've been having chips in the past, but what makes Neuralink different? The main application, according to Elon Musk, it's going to help in treating spinal cord injuries and neurological disorders. The good thing is that before now, Neuralink has been on, there has been demonstrations, and all these tests are happening in monkeys. But according to Elon Musk recently, he said the first human trial will come in 2022. What does this mean? For religion, some people will say it is the mark of the beast. For some tech enthusiasts, it is a lot of radiation on the brain. And for others, would say they are indifferent. Now, Musk has said that we cannot communicate with monkeys, but let us look at how we can put this in man and see how man will be able to communicate. Now, Neuralink raised about $205 million in July. Neuralink said it would help channel the funds towards developing its chip so that it could allow quadriplegic to control digital devices with their minds. Quadriplegia or tetraplegia is the full or the partial paralysis of the legs or the arms. And we've seen that some fractions of the population over the world have this. Some people have suffered spinal cord injuries. But if you were in their shoes, would you accept, would you embrace a technology that helps your inability? Would you want that technology that gives you another chance to walk your kids to school, to take your wife on a date, to be able to use your hands or your legs? So why you think this technology is not good is because maybe you have not been to that stage, you've not gotten to that stage where life looks so hard. No one takes care of these people. Even the caregivers sometimes get tired of these people. And that is where Neuralink comes in. An option, or should I say, I wouldn't say saving grace for mankind, but it is an option that man can consider. It is better to have an option and say, okay, I don't want this option, But this option can actually help you, but you do not want this option. It's similar to do not resuscitate or do not insert in medicine, where you can go to the hospital and say you're on a DNR. That's do not resuscitate means if you are at the point of dying, they should allow you die in peace. They should not try as much as possible to bring you back to life. That is your choice. But there is a system that could help you come back to life, but you chose not to take those systems. Now, Neuralink at this point would help those that cannot use their hands, that cannot use their legs, those that have had their spinal cord damaged, either through natural causes or through accidents. Now, is it possible that since we are stimulating brain activity, Neuralink can find a place in the metaverse? If we look at the metaverse and look at what requires the metaverse to work, the engine, the hardware, and the software, then above all, on the part of the user, a hardware for interaction. This could be VR headsets, it could be AR glasses, it could be sensors in the fingers. And if all of this is because we can use our hands, the reason you are able to at least command some of these things, you're able to walk, you're able to use your hands, you're able to navigate, hold those gesture controllers, is because you can use your hands and you can use your legs. But what is the future of the metaverse for those that cannot use their legs or their hands? Are they going to be written off in that technology, those that are disabled? What is going to be a future for them? And in the previous episode, when I talked on the metaverse, I referenced Neuralink that would get to that future where the purpose of Neuralink may be recalibrated to suit the metaverse. So Neuralink could start selling another version or another iteration that would go to sensors. They put that chip close to your brain, you could put it in your skull, and this reads your actions, the thoughts or the activities that you want to do, and this converts it into impulses, or should I say movements, in the metaverse. Now, you may not be able to still move your hands and legs in the physical world. Being able to interact with your brain activity means you can do those things in the virtual space. Now, in the physical world, Neuralink still finds application because there will be robotic arms, robotic legs, and Neuralink can communicate with those things. You may not attach extra limbs to your hands or to your legs. You could have a robot at home and you just send a brainwave or a brain thoughts or whatever you want that robot to do to get that thing done for you. Or a speaker is connected in the house, or a hands-on feature is connected where the parents of a child that has quadriplegia is connected to the Neuralink and they get to know what that child wants to pick up. But in the digital world, it is quite different, because if you have seen Matrix, you realize that Matrix is a concept of Neuralink. But in Matrix, you literally have to sync your entire consciousness. Your body in the physical world is not doing its own activity. You're not walking at the same time and doing that same thing in the virtual world. You are literally lying somewhere and your consciousness directly goes into the digital world. This is not metaverse yet, but it could be metaverse. A lot of people talk about singularity, that point in which technology goes out of hand and man can no longer control it. So technology would just change human civilization. Are we going to get to that point with Neuralink, with metaverse, with Matrix kind of technologies of the future? Only time will tell. But Neuralink can play a great role in the metaverse, because now you do not necessarily have to get leg sensors. Even for those that are physically abled, may also need it. If you take your VR headset, for example, and you want to move from one place to another, you realize that you need to be constrained to a place that is not going to cause harm to you. So because when you wear your VR headsets, your ears are blocked, your entire eyes is covered, so you are fully immersed in the digital space. You cannot be on the streets and be walking at that same time, because you could wake up in the hospital, you have been involved in an accident. It could even be at home where you just punch your TV, you hit your head on the door. But with Neuralink, you do not need a lot of those sensors. Why? Because this connects straight up to your brain. You necessarily do not need your motor nerves or your motor functions like your hands or your legs. Why? Because you could think about those things and those things will be communicated in actions in the digital world. Does that sound good, scary, or it sounds cool to you? To me, it sounds cool, but we cannot remove the fact that technology would move. And even if you stand against it in a way, sensors will become improved and over time will become comfortable. Because every technology that has been fought by man, manufacturers start creating smaller versions of it and putting it in existing devices. So they put it in your phone, they put it in your door, you put it in your car. One way or the other, you get familiar, you get comfortable, you feel safe at those micro interactions level. And then they start scaling until one day you just love robots, but you don't know why. You just love full self-driving, FSD, but you don't know why. You just love Neuralink, but you do not know why. It is quite scary if you look at the singularity effect. And I do not think that may happen in mankind's civilization. There will always be a way for us to cut the plug as man evolves. It is cool. It is progress in the right direction. Looking at metaverse differently, looking at Neuralink differently, it is a future that would be explored and maybe exploited. It depends on regulations and it depends on what we want to collectively achieve as a human race. My name is Femi Greta Heights, and that is the key role I believe Neuralink will play in the metaverse. I catch you guys in the next episode. Peace.